Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back, climbers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Balance powers up his healing, Rahl has a good sense of taste, and Zoltana explains the consequences of failing. The team now back together, they leave Dead Sky Mountain and make for the only shelter they can find. With a good meal inside them, they talk about what happened inside and outside the portal. How long has Aimer had Horseman's Sword? Could Zoltana get 1,000 devout followers before the blissful eclipse comes? And what is awaiting them in Darkhammer? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
You find yourselves in the Witches' Society. It's a smaller room than the one you're used to at, but you've been here before. What you're not used to, however, is the sounds of marching. The sounds of a lot of dwarves on the move. There's virtually no one here at the Witches' Society, but you can hear the sounds of armoured bodies making their way towards this area. What do you want to do?
That's not good. We should probably go see Rueda. Like, now.
Yeah. I'm gonna go shoot off and see the wife, though. I think my part here is done. Good luck, Raljak and Balance, and, I don't know what I call you, your worship, your highness.
Zoltana?
I won't make the obvious joke. All right, Zoltana, best of luck. Don't forget me when you become a god. And he reaches a hand out to shake yours.
I shake his hand.
With that, he abruptly turns and races off in a direction opposite to yours.
Farewell.
You're the best snowman we could have asked for.
You're welcome. Don't forget me in the future. See ya.
Okay, we need to go.
I forgot. What are we doing?
We need to go find Rueda. Now. We need to go. There's marching. I don't...
As you kind of step out into the street area, you can see that there aren't This isn't the usual hubbub of anything. This isn't a town, a capital city doing its normal capital city stuff. There's a lot of dwarves who are armoured, carrying weapons, or they're carrying supplies, or they have wagons loaded up. This is a city on the march to war. What you do keenly notice, however, you cannot see any elves.
Uh-oh.
Hide.
Okay. So, I assume that we have taken off our winter clothes, yes?
This is up to you. I mean, you guys did come from a relatively warm hut, so...
Yeah, I probably took off the winter...
I have trousers, though, now.
You do have trousers now, though. They aren't bright yellow, but you do have trousers. They can be whatever color you wanted them to be. No, your warm suit was bright yellow.
Okay.
So Balance is going to use the one effect of the glamored studded leather armor to change his attire so that it looks more like kind of like simple robes with like a hood and like a headband so that his tattoo is covered, his hair, his ears.
Okay.
And he's just going to turn to the others. We need to get to Rowena carefully. Find out what's going on and try to get some messages out to people, and we need to leave.
Okay.
That sounds like a plan.
Zoltana, I need you to take point on this.
Hey,
sure.
Balance?
Yeah.
When you message people, can you maybe see where Taliban was? I'm not sure how much more time I have.
I will see what I can do. I did tell him to meet me in Falsum, but we'll see what we can do. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
As you guys walk through the street, a lot of dwarves throw rather filthy, challenging looks at Balance and at Rao. Most of them, if they go to approach you, you see kind of almost out of the shadows, other dwarves step in, point in Zoltana's direction, and they divert. There is a lot of tension in this city. The lights are broken, there are new fires being burnt so that different parts of the city can be lit. There doesn't seem to be a man, woman, or child who is not helping in this effort. You make it to Darkhammer Stronghold itself. The guards outside recognize the three of you and gesture you in quickly. They almost, as a group, come out to usher you inside before anyone approaches Balance. You're ushered inside. Inside is a duplicate of what is outside, except without the filthy stairs. There are a lot of dwarves on the move here. And very quickly, one of them bows low and directs you to the workshop where Queen Rowena and a bunch of her best makers are forging weapons and armor. Rowena is working on a battle axe when you approach. She is imbuing it with magic. You can see that there are two assistants helping her with the forging of this, helping with the magic, helping with the casting. Helping with the hammering. There's someone operating the bellows. It is very loud in here and very hot. She is wearing something light enough to deal with the extreme heat in here and is wearing the simplest crown I think you've ever seen. Balance, you would recognize it as probably the most simplest thing she made on the day she had a panic.
Oh, okay.
So what do you guys want to do? She hasn't acknowledged or... She hasn't acknowledged the person who came to announce you, and she just is continuing to work.
Balance telepathically is going to just say to her, "We've returned. I need to speak with you."
Make it quick.
She says that out loud. Okay.
Yeah, in common, so that everyone here can... I think she's aware that Ryle can't speak to her dwarven, so yeah, she says in common.
What is going on?
A lot. While you were gone, I had to. I had to declare war, you know I had to. I could have held it off longer, but some of those bloody elves under your aunt's control, and with every syllable she's smacking the hammer hard onto the axe. Sent a detachment after my son.
Is he all right?
The people with him managed to get him to a little village, and one of them sent a message, and then your good lady managed to get a message to us also. He's unconscious. One of the drow who's escorting them, I assume from her side, and she gives you a very pointed look the only time she's looked up, she goes back to her work. One of them died in the attempt to get them free. She continues hammering.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. I understand that. But I can't have you anywhere near here right now. My people are baying for blood. It's not just attack on us dwarves. It's an attack on our alliance. It's an attack on my son. If I don't respond like this, I don't stay in a place where I can help these people. And apart from that, fuck your aunt. Fuck everything that's going on right now. She kind of like gestures for the people helping her to move the axe out of the way. She gets the her assistants to clear the axe, and she kind of like stands up tall, stands on the kind of like a nearby box, like, clear the room, give us time. Do you see the dwarves just very solemnly, safely put down their work and leave? And she turns to look at the three of you properly now. My mages found out where the god killing is coming from. It's coming from Kino. Someone powerful over there is striking down our gods. My people need, if anyone is to survive, someone has to deal with that. So we go into Kino. As many of the dwarves I can muster that doesn't leave Darkhammer's stronghold completely defenseless. We're going past Beligbude to the port across the Orcath Isles, and then we will officially be breaking the treaty to find out what the fuck is going on over there. I want to believe, I want to hope that as a whole they're not trying to destroy our world, and help them in whatever it is to stop this. Maybe they don't know, maybe they do. I don't know. We don't know until we get there. And I need to get through the Elven Lands to do that. Your aunt made it very clear. We aren't welcome there.
I understand. Things are moving very quickly. I hate to continue asking favors of you, but is there... We need to deal with my aunt anyways. That is not something that we can avoid.
Agreed.
If you can provide us transportation, if you can get us there before your people, if we can deal with my aunt before the armies start marching through and ending lives needlessly, perhaps by the time that you reach Beligbude, I'll be there to welcome you in with open arms instead of this hostility.
Roll a persuasion roll. I assume you have your leadership focus on yada yada.
Yeah,
yada.
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 12.
We can't teleport you to Beligbude. My people are going to be marching from Telnath. There's a portal set up there for us, series of teleportations. Bunch of them are going through already.
Well,
we'll be marching tomorrow.
Where is Demi? If we can get to her, she can get us there.
Demi's in Falsum. At least I would assume so.
So then we go to Falsum? We gotta tell her that we put the jacket on the mountain anyway, right?
The problem is that Demi doesn't... We're in the middle of a city, what am I saying? We have money. Would some of your spellcasters be willing to part with material components in exchange for currency? Even if it's at a premium.
I've made it clear to my people they're not to attack any elves unless they put up a resistance to us going through. Most of them know that we're going for Kino. They also know that we need to deal with your aunt one way or another. If you can get there before us and get her to stand down. If you can't get her to stand down, you owe me a fuck ton of gold. She kind of gives you half a smile.
One way or another.
I'll tell my people to be expecting you to send you wherever you want to go. But Telnath is the nearest place that my people can teleport to. Maybe your Demi girl can take you there. I don't know. Maybe she can take you to a place that's closer. I mean, she used to be head of the Witch Society. I'm pretty sure she'll know places close.
I think talking to Demi would be a good idea.
Maybe she'll go with you. Who knows?
The materials, though, are for her. Hold on a sec. Let me redo that. My tongue got twisted. The materials that I'm requesting are specifically for her, though, because as she's no longer part of the Witcher Society, she doesn't have access to the same resources she did before.
Those ones you'll buy, I think that's fair.
How much?
My mages will send you wherever you want to go. They'll tell you what the fair price is. I don't know much about that kind of magic.
That's fair.
Let me give you a writ.
She will be interested to know that you're going to Kino too.
Hey. I'll send one of my mages with you. They can speak to your Demi, get information. They know a bunch of our strategies. They know a bunch of the runes here, teleportations. They know how to connect with me and talk with me. They may be a useful contact to have there in Falsum anyway.
It'll be a good connection regardless, especially with everything going on.
See.
We'll consider it your ambassador.
Give me an hour. Listen, ambassador to Falsum, not to you. You understand, I can't make it that any other way.
Oh, I understand. As it is, Falsum is becoming a focal point of all of the resistances, it seems.
So I've heard. Speaking of, my network of informants have told me that the Army of the Dawn is making their way towards Falsum as well.
Oh.
I haven't had a chance to speak to them, but when Thakit gets here, he will be in charge of what is left of the Dwarven army. He'll be in charge. It'll be his kingdom as long as I'm gone. He knows the plan. He knows what you're thinking. I've left him instructions.
All right. You think the Dawn is on our side then?
I fucking hope so.
Lovely. Great. Just fantastic.
Well, in your hands. Okay, I'm gonna go. I've got too much shit to do. She kind of like scratches her head, kind of like pulls the crown off a little bit, rubs underneath. You can see it's like gotten really hot during the day and it's like scalded underneath it, and she puts it back on. All right, give us an hour. I'll send someone to pick you up. I've got to get back to work.
Understood. Thank you again.
Not a problem. She kind of picks up the hammer. She kind of like whistles like two fingers in her mouth sort of thing. And a bunch of people just come storming back in. They're just like, oh, my axe. Like they're really unhappy on the fact they had to drop tools mid-work, but they weren't going to. She's really angry. And they all start picking up the hammers. And you see one of the smaller page boys run over and speak to her. You know, she rapidly speaks to them between Hammerfells. Your time is your own for an hour, folks. So if there's anything specifically you want to do, if you want to try and purchase those supplies, I'd say do it now. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, we need to get supplies for Demi for spellcasting.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
Welcome to Cast.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Are you going to stay internal in the castle, or are you going to go shopping?
No, Balance is banking on that royal discount. That friends and family discount, you know?
That friends and family discount.
Great time for that, by the way. Great time for that discount.
Well, listen, it's the friends part, the friends with the queen part, not the family part. My family right now sucks ass.
Well, you could have had it for free if you'd married the fucking queen.
No.
That would be free resources, you know.
Well, if Kythea dies like doing this Kino shit, you're going to feel real dumb for saying no, because you're going to have none of them.
No, if Kythea dies because of all this, Balance is not going to be feeling dumb. He's going to be fucking depressed.
But then you'll be part of the dead love interest club.
You know where the alchemists and where the magic users hung out, at least back in your day. They're still very much there, and you can see them like pacing around and talking and you know, pulling supplies out and bagging them and writing spells on scrolls, that sort of thing, copying each other's wizard books, that kind of stuff. This is mages in full preparation.
Are you going to make us actually go shopping?
I need to know what you're buying.
Demi's magical supplies.
Yeah, but do you know what you want?
I don't know. Balance. Do you want me to roleplay this, V, or do you want me to just describe things that I'm...
Just tell me what you want, and saying okay. Demi's magical supplies Demi's is kind of super vague because okay, I don't know what spells you're preparing for her.
Balance doesn't know either because he's not an arcanist. So he's okay. going to rely on their knowledge and say, assumably she needs supplies for casting group teleportations.
Burnable things
for burning things.
Candles.
You know, for attacky fire type stuff.
Okay.
You're tacky fire.
Fancy rocks, probably.
<Thank you, Gizzy.
laughs> Magical rocks.
I think those are the two that she really would need.
Yeah, if you want to specialize in getting her teleportation magic stuff.
Yes.
And you want to get her things so that she can power things like high-level fireballs and meteor of fire and wall of fire and all that good stuff?
Yes, that's kind of her brand.
Okay, I need to open up my spell book.
Because I don't...
All right, okay. So teleport itself, so the normal version of teleport, which you have been using recently, is just a verbal. So she doesn't need anything specifically for that.
Oh. What is she complaining about?
Teleport won't let you teleport to other planes. Teleport will only let you teleport on this plane.
Oh, yeah. She needs the plane shifty stuff.
She needs the other stuff, yeah. Yeah, so most of her burning, I picked these spells specifically because I didn't want her to have to use any components for some of the magic-y stuff. But if she wants to use things like Circle of Death, that's a 500 gold black pearl.
Nope.
Delayed Fireball is bat poop and sulfur, so it's like fuck all. You could probably help her power some of her high-level spells with probably just like 100 gold. Like, you can just pick up like a basic component pouch, and that would like get most of her normal shit done.
Sure, deal. Balance will easily fork over 100 gold.
I do, however, add the caveats. Uh-huh. There are some spells that she has that like the 100 gold will not cover.
I don't know her spell list, so I can't help with that.
Yeah, you can ask for like the basic list for a high level sorcerer because that's all you really know. And I guess you don't want to tell them that she sometimes turns into something else.
No.
Yeah, that'll be a bad thing to do. So yeah, you could get her like some basic components for some basic high level spells, but like the really high level ones, she will have to do something else to power those.
Okay, I have taken off 100 gold from my sheet then.
Okay, that is fair. That means that she can probably power a couple of spells to get you there super easy. Okay, cool. All right, y'all have done that.
We have enough time to go to Carson's.
Yes.
Because I seem to have a...
We are like children in the car, backseat of the car, like asking to go to McDonald's, doing chants. Carson's, Carson's.
Listen,
this is what happens
when you fill my winter coat up with 480 gold worth of crushed sapphire.
Yeah, but don't you need that to power some web of creation shit?
I don't think I do.
I don't know if sapphire is on the list. Either way, it doesn't matter.
200 gold of crushed sapphire. Oh,
me.
Sultana's never been to Carson's, right?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't go the first time, and the second time you were talking to your mother.
I don't remember.
No, she did. She did go, because that's when I bought both cloaks. Oh, no, that was the one in Telnath.
Yeah, not been here. Okay. I feel like things are going to
Out of character question. Did Rahl and Sultana also have the sapphires appear in their outfits, or was that just balance?
No,
they got stat increases. Yeah. You got diamonds. You got like
Jewels. So crushed sapphire, we only need 200 gold worth, so that still gives me 280 G worth of crushed sapphire.
Yeah.
Plus all the other gold that I still have.
Yeah. Okay. You walk into Carson's. Carson's is the other place, my bad.
Yep,
walk into Carson's. You see a dwarf in kind of like cargo shorts and wearing a really bright red and orange Hawaiian shirt today. And they've got a little hat on. Yeah. Welcome to Carson's.
Hello again.
I hate you. What can I do for you on this fine day? I see you are all alive. Congratulations. Your trip go well, I gather.
Yes, it went quite well. we're leaving, and we were hoping to see if there were any items that perhaps that we might need to pick up before we depart.
Ah, what sort of things are you looking for? Are you looking for a cheeky little change of outfit for the weekend? Or are you looking for something to help in the fight?
Yes.
Something to help in the fight and a cheeky little change for the weekend. Can I do this in one? I'm running kind of low on many of my supplies, but I have this shield. And he kind of like goes in the back and he brings out this kind of like a buckler shield. It's like, now this shield, as you see, is not just any normal shield. Oh, no, Carson's does not sell ordinary shields. This shield, if you say the magic word, it would float around your body, freeing both of your hands for the fight and still provide the same armor as a shield.
Hmm. That sounds interesting.
Yes, it is.
How much for that?
That will set you back a good amount of gold.
Now, when you say a good amount of gold.
Let's say 600 gold.
All right. We'll consider that one. Do you have anything for restraining, binding?
I have manacles, but so does every other place.
More forceful and...
More for the cheeky weekend. I understand. We sell a whole binding kit.
No, it's not. We can't go into the back room.
Zoltana gives Balance an eye. Like, what?
She wants it.
like Kythea's on another continent.
No.
Dude.
This is why I'm the strategist. Just remember, Balance, you're the strategist here. You have a plan.
Do you?
We're about to unlock the dark side of Carson's. We need to steer this back into the safer work.
No. The front of this store is Carson's. The back is Kingston's.
No, see, Carson's goes all the way to the back, but it's through a veil, which nobody will pass through. It's just a lure to what is back there. We will not step foot in there in this podcast, I can promise
you.
No,
we're not touching that. Anything of the sort that can help with restraining a person?
We have ropes and we have manacles.
Are they magical?
No.
Well, that doesn't help then.
Then I'm afraid on this I cannot help.
I think Rawl thinks you're trying to buy a fucking web of web of whatever the fuck. Just trying to buy one.
No, you could. Listen, you guys could think whatever the fuck you want.
Like magic things for holding people. Are we trying to make one?
Let's see if I can dig into the back and let's see what we got in here from my favorite customers.
Oh no! You unlocked it. No. Stop.
He comes back with a glove. He's holding in his hand a pair of what looks like driving gloves. And he presents them to you, and they're like this kind of like dark reddish leather, and the inside it's kind of like really soft and like velvety, and it feels really good on the hands. And he says,
now these are the gloves of throwing. They give you magical powers to throw things far better than you ever did before. You have a throwing weapon, you have a dagger, you have a spear. This will help you with all of this.
You have a net, a web, anything.
I have spiders, so I assume there are nets here somewhere, but this is not what I am selling.
That seems very specific and very niche.
I do niche items here. You can ask for it. I may be able to create it, but it will take some time.
This seems like it wasn't in the back room for sex reasons, but this is like the sports room, back room. This is where the baseball
yes,
players,
it was
like,
be like
this
a
is
catches.
Steroids room.
Yeah. This isn't it's Carson's, like this is Dick's Sporting Goods.
Copyright. Stop no, it.
No wonder they have so much rope. It's not for kink. It's for sport.
It's for climbing. Because everyone should have a climbing kit.
As we learn.
Otherwise, you can just ask and I will see if I have it somewhere near. We are running fairly low on supplies due to the war effort. I've had to, unfortunately, donate much of my stock. But it is not a problem. Not a problem for Carstens. I can just restock.
Well, sure. Especially after the supplies I gave you the last time.
He kind of like leans forward and like taps the side of his nose like, I am working on that right now.
Yeah, we might have to return and see what you've made then. This is a problem because he doesn't have the thing that I wanted.
What do you want? Just ask.
I was looking for things that would be able to restrain a person, but you don't have anything of the sort.
No. We have ropes and manacles.
You don't have anything imbued with a hold person, something of the sort like that?
I mean, technically, those gloves would make you real good at tossing a lasso, partner.
I've got hold person.
You do.
Oh, yeah. I got that spell now that I am my own goddess.
I am sorry. There's a deity standing in my store. Carstens has gotten even more famous.
Yeah. How much for her blood? Files of it, that, like the other stuff.
Yeah. I'm a goddess. What kind of free shit can I get?
His eyes go completely wide. Like, if I could take some of your blood and you could have this shield for completely free. You could take that. I could give you the glove if you give me but one vial of your blood.
I mean, it
but
seems
you're
like
not a goddess yet.
He doesn't need to know that.
Wait, you are not a goddess yet?
Did you say that in character?
No, I didn't say that in character, but okay. You are just like lying. I just want you to know that.
But what yeah, what's your point? Goddess? What are you the goddess of?
Bloody vengeance.
Oh, then I would definitely want your blood.
I mean,
he goes, that's a little creepy.
He
just goes off into the back and he comes back with like this kind of like vial. Like, would you mind?
There is free stuff in it for you.
Yeah, why? I mean, why not?
You're a real trooper, Zoltana. You
can to take a vial of Zoltana's goddish blood. This is very magical. I can see it already. It is already beginning to luminesce with this radiance. Yes, yes, I can see it all. This combined with the essence of a god. Yeah, I just need a pawn. Yes.
I'm sorry.
I mean, not a problem. You can have these things. Please, please take your things and go. Thank you. Wait, what?
All right.
Carson has much to work on. Please take the shield, take the gloves, take a free set of manacles. Just get your things and leave. I have much to work on. Please.
Well, I just got us all our shit for free.
We just made the villain to the next campaign.
All right. You have in your possession a shield that will give you plus two armor as a normal shield, as that kind of shield. But if you utter the magic words, it will float by your side for a minute and give you plus two armor, which will still enable you to use both hands.
So basically you can fight with your two-hander and still have a shield.
Yes. But it only works for like 1 minute per day. You also have the gloves, which give you advantage on throwing attack three times a day.
Okay, you don't have to attune.
Oh wait, okay, wait. What does the gloves do again?
They give you advantage on throwing thrown attacks three times a day.
You're the only one here that does that.
I've come away with some real good shit.
I throw punches.
Yeah, what you had to do was give you. Oh, and someone has a free set of manacles.
Rall throws hands.
Ral throws punches.
Catch these fists.
In your teeth. And someone add manacles because they are free and you may as well have them. Someone put them in your inventory.
That's all yours, Balance.
No.
Yeah.
I don't
You were the one yelling about how much you wanted something to restrain people, so now you have these manacles.
Take them and deal with it.
Put him in
unhappy
your fucking
with this shopping
sheet.
Expedition.
Great.
It was too dumb for me not to pick up on getting the blood of a god from a person who has the essence of a god. These rings, man. This ring he's going to make is going to blow out the water anything that any
Zoltana
other character has in this respect.
Broke our economy.
But with blood
for
donations.
For this one particular
for
character.
For this one shop seller that isn't going to have any items anymore.
He has nothing left. Like it was like pretty bare when he walked in. You guys make your way back to Darkhammer Stronghold. There is a dwarf in the entry chamber waiting for you.
The grand foyer.
She has like foyer. She has like long flowing blonde hair, and she's wearing kind of like dark blue robes. She also has a backpack on and like a really big traveling bag and a staff. She's clearly been waiting for you for some time. And she sees the three of you being announced and walking. She's just like, hello.
Hello. I hope we weren't keeping you long.
Not a problem. Don't worry about it. So I'm supposed to be escorting you to Falsum and acting as an envoy for our dear Queen Rowena in Falsum.
Wonderful. What's your name?
My name is something that's on the Patreon list.
Wonderful. I love when we pull from that list.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds fun. Like a good list. I want to be on that list.
Oh, you're definitely on someone's list. You're definitely on V's shit list, I'll tell you that much.
What have I done?
You're on my
shit list. Sultana's the one that broke the economy.
No one expected me to break the entire economy
Joke's on
of this
you.
Game.
It's D&D.
And
the economy's always broken.
All I'm trying to do is die. Come on, V.
How hard is it to kill me? Kill me.
Oh, I could have done that like real easy.
My friends call me N. My real name is Menmark. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm sorry, can you give me that one more time so I can...
My name is N, E-double-N, and her real name is Menmark, M-E-N-M-A-R-K.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I hate to rush, but we need to go.
All right, so she said I'd be taking you to Falsum. I've not been there in a while since I was a wee little lass, but that actually wasn't that long ago. But bear with me. It's okay. She looks like kind of nervously at her pile of stuff, and like she kind of like is very awkwardly moving like the big bag that she has carrying, and she kind of like wiggles the stuff so like everything is like between like in front of her or like held between her knees, and she kind of like reaches out for your hands, and she's like,
just to warn you, you'll feel a little tug on the back of your navel, but there's nothing to worry about, and you might see some strange things, and if you're not ready to see the stalking, I recommend that you close your eyes.
We do this on the regular, don't worry.
Rog, and
yes, Rog, we are wearing metal.
Rog gets in a waving position.
Like someone grabs your elbow so that you can wave.
Is that a normal thing for teleportation, that the wearing metal thing, is that important?
I don't think so, but okay. I've at least never taken that risk.
Okay, I mean, we have enough times at this point, but all right.
I'm always wearing metal.
Okay, please don't judge me if this goes wrong. And she casts teleport.
You die.
Whoa.
I'm going to click the teleport button and see what she needs to roll.
What was that Shooting Star song, the meme for a while? What the fuck? How did that song go? God damn it. Yeah.
Oh, it's a permanent circle. She doesn't need to roll like whatsoever.
It's
a permanent circle. She doesn't need to roll. She pulls you through the stalking, and you find yourselves at the circle in the Witcher Society. It's almost as you left it, except the inside of the building has been cleaned up somewhat. Things aren't as broken as they once were. You look out the window, and despite the sun, it being that point of the day where the sun is kind of like, you know, kind of beginning to go down, people should be going home to eat and stuff. Like the town already looks much better than when you last left it. Things are on the mend.
Okay, so Queen Rowena filled me in on some details. She said that there's somewhere else here.
We'll lead you there.
Also, we should probably warn them about that army we learned about.
It's on the list of things.
Okay.
What the fuck was the guy's name?
Where are we going? Grim.
No.
Caden.
No.
Carson.
No, the asshole, the shit wizard.
The receptionist.
Yeah, what was his actual name? Because he Tempel. Fucking told me.
Tempel.
Tremple?
Tremple. Tremple.
Tremple, that was it. Okay, so we go find Tremple.
Okay. You guys go and find Tremple. Tremple is at the reception desk talking with a lot of people and sending them off to... He seems to know what the fuck he's doing right now. He's settled into his role as being in charge, but he's kind of... His desk is his thing. That's where he is. That's his fighting name.
His comfort zone.
He seems to have stuck himself... Yeah, that's his comfort zone. He's only going to be in charge for a little bit, so he thinks. Okay, let me just...
Was he the one that was still sending us up and down, or was there somebody else that was sending us down there?
You guys don't often teleport into the Witcher Society. You often get teleported straight down there.
Right.
Because the times you teleport there, you've had Demi with you and she knows what she's doing there. It's okay. What day is it? We're on day 63.
Uh huh.
Okay.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely nuts. Okay. All right. Depending on when you got here, depending on what shit was going to happen. He turns and looks at you, and he kind of like nods in your direction, finishes his conversation and walks over, leans on the desk. What can I do for you?
So, two things. One, we need to get downstairs, if you wouldn't mind.
He looks at the dwarf companion and looks back at you.
That one as well. This is an envoy of Rowena.
Oh! Welcome to the Witcher's Society.
Pleasure to have you here, Tauranus. She's welcome here any time she likes.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Hi.
What's the other thing?
The other thing is, just as a heads up, that the Army of the Dawn is on their way here.
He kind of like chokes on whatever it is he was chewing at the time.
Good. And he never puts it in his mouth again. No, he doesn't cough it back up. He dies.
As far as we believe, as far as we understand, they should be on our side. They should be good. But I figured that news... I didn't want you to be caught by surprise.
Appreciate that. All right.
Maybe sending a runner out to find out intent might be...
Technically, Witcher Society isn't affiliated one way or another. But that could get very tricky because this other army turned up recently. And we're kind of running out of food. So another army. Yeah. All right.
Oh!
I'll deal with that.
Is it
religious army?
Yeah, they were like wearing the symbols of like red cords and, you know, hammers and stuff.
Oh. All right. I don't know that we're going to have much time to deal with them right now, but...
What do you mean deal with them? They're fine. They're here to help.
Well, I imagine they might want to talk to you.
Some of them have been, like, helping us rebuild the walls and whatnot. Well,
that's good.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll get down there, and I'll let know the temporary council that's been set up here. I'll let him know to be expecting more visitors.
Much appreciated.
Right. Okay, then. He makes his way back over to the teleportation circle, and with the most bored yet heavy wrists action, he sends you guys downstairs into the temple. People are just kind of, for the most part, just talking and chatting and getting on with one another. It's a kind of fairly chilled kind of like barracks that you land into. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, man. Demi. I feel like that's like our summoning call. We run through the halls. Demi. Which for her, it's more like Demi. Demi.
Demetria. Where's Demetria?
We're also avoiding the dragonborn, and he's going to go see his tabaxi friend.
I want to go
find
Benno and also what the fuck was the name of the priest that I had the from the army that I talked to?
Oh, the father.
Yeah.
Father Caldrane.
Caldrane.
Yes. Yeah, you can speak to Father Caldrane. You could go speak to your tabaxi friend. Do you guys want to speak to Demi together? Do you want to do it after you've done individual little things? Which order do you guys want to do this?
Well, we need to find Balance at least needs to find Demi and see if Talvin somehow is here.
Oh, okay. In that case, because Talvin's of interest to two of you, I can do that fairly quickly. As you guys kind of like step out of the barracks into the corridor area, at the very end of the hallway, sort of by the fountain, you see Talvin standing there. His body's covered in a couple of more magical runes that glow compared to when you saw him last. But sitting on the edge of the fountain is an Inverna.
Balance is going to stand there frozen for a second, staring, and then just go running over. And immediately throws a hand around both of them in a hug.
You kind of like throw your arms around them in a hug, and they kind of like get taken almost by surprise a little bit, but it doesn't take a moment for them to hug you back. Inverna hugging you very, very hard.
And after a moment, she kind of like pulls away, as does Talvin. And he joins her sitting on the edge of the fountain. And she says, hi.
Hi.
She kind of gives you a smile. You're not going to blow me up this time, huh?
No, I... No. Oh my god. You're really here.
She nods. Thanks to you and Raoul and Sultana. And she kind of... She has like a really big smile when she says Sultana's name. And Talvin and his friend. Where is Sultana? Is she here? You can be wherever you want to be at this point, Sultana.
If we just saw them like right coming in, I'm probably like standing there looking at her and like just having a flashback to the giant migraine I had for however long she was in my head.
Yep.
So I'm like right behind Valance, but like a little while behind.
A discreet distance, yeah.
Yeah.
Raoul, are you there also?
Did I see them when I came in?
Yes. Then, yeah, it would have been difficult for any of y'all. Like, I'm going to say it's that magical, like, movie moment where the crowd parts at just the right moment so all of you can see. Like,
as long as the Dragonborn's not over there.
No, they're not, no. The Dragonborn okay. isn't in, like, the entrance area. The entrance area being where all the broken pews were, which are now mostly fixed, and where the Table of Death was, and where the picture of fire was, and all that good stuff, yeah.
Just assume that I'm avoiding that, but yeah, he would go over there.
Okay.
I can't believe you're back.
When you told me that her soul was back, and that you needed someone to help you bring someone back, I actually found out my friend was already here.
Oh no.
And he helped to bring her back.
Is your friend
kind of like
the
as a smile.
The alchemist that's here?
He nods.
Oh, he doesn't like me.
What did you do, Laffian?
Well, you know how I used to be training to be an Inquisitor and all that?
Distinctly, yeah. How did that go?
Well, he doesn't like that I was prying because he fortuitously showed up out of the blue and seemingly had no real reason to be here.
So you questioned him?
Yes. He, in my defense, he was the one that offered to do the Zone of Truth.
Okay.
That was his idea, not mine. I offered to just sift through his memories.
She kind of gives you a quizzical look and like, is that to do with your new powers? Talvin and some of the other people here have been catching me up.
Among other things, yes. I can do a lot of things now. It's not magic, really. It's more psychic.
Hmm.
So you know someone that could help me bring someone back?
It's...
Talvin looks across at you and he nods and he says, I believe you've met him already. But he's here, but I... He doesn't owe me any more favors. I don't know what it is that you could do to persuade him, but he is here.
I need to ask what I need. See if what I need and start getting it together.
Maybe you should speak to him when I'm not in the room then, Raoul.
He is a little prickly, but he is a good sort. For what I've known of him anyway.
Where is he? I'll go talk to him.
He looks at Ninverna and looks kind of like back up at Unisys. I think he is with some of the young ones. Doing some training in magic, I think, perhaps.
Oh. No. Talis.
Why am I not surprised by that?
No, not what I meant, Talis, when I was trying to get you to learn. I'm the worst uncle.
You're the cool uncle.
Okay.
If he doesn't like your balance, then I would definitely recommend you.
I'll stay away.
Speaking with him on your own, Ral.
Okay, I can talk to him. Rollock's a bit nervous, but also kind of like he's been wanting to, you know, it's an exciting progression for what he's been wanting to do. So he's been ready.
Are you going to do that now, or are you going to hold off? We have a little bit of time. Not much, but some.
Do I need to wait?
I don't know when we're going to be coming back next. We might not have many opportunities.
Well, I should talk to him now and see what I need, at least. Right?
Can't hurt.
I can't leave without doing something, Balance. I don't know what's happening anymore, and I don't know what happens after the attacks start. I've never seen it last this long, so I have to do something now. I don't have time. I'm trying to help, but I just don't have time. I have to do something. I have to talk to him.
Go speak to him, find out what you need, and let us know. If we can help, we will.
Rell gives a nod.
If there's anything that I can do, you all helped me to get home. So if there's anything you need, just know you can count on me. I'm not going anywhere. She kind of gives him half a smile.
Would you guys mind giving me a moment with an Inverna and Talvin?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to go find my brother-in-law. It's nice seeing you outside of my skull.
Nirvana gets up, walks over to you, and just gives you a big hug.
Aw. I return the hug.
And she kind of like pulls back a little bit and looks down into your eyes. She says,
you didn't have to do that for me. And you kind of did it without hesitation, so thank you. I owe you everything.
I mean...
And I'm sorry about the headaches.
Hey, it's okay. You know, Balance is my best friend, and you mean a lot to him, so I'm glad I was able to help both of you. You seem like a really nice girl.
She kind of laughs and smiles like, I still don't feel 100, and yet I am. But I wouldn't have felt this way at all if it wasn't for you. You could have given up at any point, but you didn't. And I hear that maybe you're going to be a level above us soon.
You can see that she's trying to avoid saying the God word.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
She kind of smiles. She's like, good. Well, if anyone like you ever needs something from someone like me, you know where I am.
Of course. I give her another hug, and then I walk away. Go to my scene that will happen later.
All right, we'll split the party three ways, and we'll do one each scene, and then we'll go to Demi, Cricle.
Oh, actually, I have another thing I want to do also, but I'm going to ping it to you really quick. But
ping that to me, and then I'll deal with the other two.
Yeah.
Okay, Balance, hit me.
Okay, so as soon as the others are gone, especially after that conversation that was exchanged between Inverna and Zoltana, as soon as they're gone, Balance turns to Inverna and just kind of crumples on the ground, like kneeling in front of her and is crying and repeatedly saying, I'm sorry.
No, don't. She drops like to one knee, and Talvin kind of like, he takes a couple of steps away. He's not in tune with her on this. And she says, no, don't. This wasn't your fault.
I'm sorry.
This wasn't your fault.
It feels like it was.
Whatever it is, whatever strange darkness made this happen, this wasn't your fault. You didn't choose this, did you?
No. Did you choose to blow my head up?
No.
Did you choose to send me to another plane?
No.
Did you choose to have my mind screwed with by a sleep demon?
No.
God?
No. I would never do anything like that.
And you didn't have a choice. It happened, and it's not your fault. Talvin, she kind of lowers her voice a little bit. Talvin didn't know any different. How could he? This is not your fault, Balance. It's not your fault at all. And it's not Marnak's fault either if he's in there. Okay? It's not your fault. It's not his fault. It's whoever cast that spell. Danchin?
Danchin.
Whatever his name is. Yes.
Oh, he's going to be paying
and
for
I
a
will,
lot.
Yes. And I will enact as much vengeance on him as I am perfectly capable. If I have to follow... She points over in Zoltana's direction. Her example, then I'm going to do that.
Oh,
but
she would love that if you did.
This is not your fault. She smiles. And I would do that if she needs that.
Balance, like...
This is not your fault, okay?
Balance sits up and wipes a tear away and... Sorry, moment of weakness.
It's never weak to say sorry. At least not in my book, not between us, okay? Do you know what I was asking you? Do you remember?
No. And I had been meaning to find out.
I was asking if you would be my witness when we got married. I don't have any brothers. We were never like that. You're my best friend. I wanted you to by my side.
Balance gets a lump in his throat and his lip quivers for a second and then he just kind of nods.
She smiles and you feel like a little shove in the bottom of your back. A very kind of familial mage hand and kind of pushes you into a hug with her. She's like, I was just testing. Just wanted to make sure I still had some magic.
I would hope so. There were other things, too.
Like what?
Like you, sir, and Balance turns ahead to Talvin.
He kind of, like, looks over. He's been giving you guys some space. Looks over, pricking up.
What did you give?
What did I give to who?
To bring her back.
He looks... down, and she goes over and puts an arm around him and pulls him closer. I gave up my elven. I gave up my elven vision. I can't see the fine details to track, to shoot. I can't see in the dark. I can't see any of that anymore. All the senses that helped me hunt, they're gone. I can't hear as well. I can't see as well. I can't smell as well. Everything is dull. But it's worth it. And he puts an arm around Nirvana and pulls her close and kisses her on the head.
I owe you a lot, then.
You owe me nothing.
And he kind of, like, as he pulls away a little bit, he can see... You can just see the joy and the love in his eyes. He's a much changed person from when you knew him. He's much changed from the person who shot you with an arrow. He looks content.
I had hoped to ask you for help with something, but I don't want to put you at risk then.
They look at each other and share a look and look back at you. What do you need?
We're going to deal with my aunt.
Okay.
I thought if anybody would have reason to help us, it would be you. But I can't ask you to risk yourself like that, not after just getting her back. Not after the two of you are reunited now.
We will risk it, because if we don't, we're going to be dead anyway. And at least we know we'll meet in the afterlife now.
As long as that's around anyways. If we all fail, then I imagine that'll be gone soon too.
Then we're all toasted and gone. And Talvin's... my wisdom is in my ears.
You mean the ones that don't work so well anymore?
I'm sorry, what did you say, youngster?
Okay, is this where we're going now?
Okay. Yeah, essentially, you guys catch up, fill each other in. And Talvin and Inverna will be on hand to help when you guys go forward.
Hi, everyone. It's Philander here. I'm just letting you know that we have a giveaway. Yes, we have a giveaway. We are pairing up with our friends at the Cognitive Merchant, who do a lot of like nerdy related products. They're also in the UK, so that I love them. They're adorable and amazing. They are recovering a player's handbook in the style of Aimer's Dragonborn book. It's also going to have little notes from Aimer in there, notes from the cast, thank you letters, the map. It also will have some photos of us lots. It's going to contain a lot of unique things, and I'm kind of jealous that I'm not having a copy myself, but this is our giveaway. It ends on the midnight of February the 29th, and there are four different ways of entering. So we decided that gives you four different chances at winning. So the first option is to go onto Twitter and share your favorite episode of the show with the hashtag TLDPodCog. You could enter on Facebook by going to the Reckless Play Guild page and commenting on the Lucky Die podcast with your favorite moment. You could also enter by emailing us at the Lucky Die Podcast with a screenshot of your iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher review type place. Just let us know what you think. And your fourth, final option is that you can also enter on our Discord by commenting in the special giveaway channel with your favorite TLD quote. That's pretty much it. Four different ways, four different options of winning this cool, very unique thing that will probably never be made again. And I'm, again, really jealous that I can't enter a giveaway because it's going to look super cool. Keep an eye on Twitter for pictures and Discord, and we'll put up what we can when we can. Other than that, I do have to say thank you to our patrons for supporting us and getting us this far, and thank you very much. One of our newer patrons to thank is Calvin Young. Thank you very much. And to also thank Fortello, a longtime patron of ours who submitted the name Menmark, also known as N, the young lady we met towards the end there. And I think that's probably it. You will keep hearing something about the giveaway right up until the last minute. So you've got plenty of chances to enter. I would highly recommend it. The Cognitive Merchant are definitely good at what they do. And the book is going to be rad as all hell. All right. So catch you next week.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing podcast set in the world of Alba Salix.
The world has still ended.
You guys see how pretty it is outside, though?
So, you give presentations of some kind.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
And you, my good lady, ladle cheap foodstuffs out to people.
All right, fairy, demon, sit down and shut up.
Thank heavens, we three have been chosen to be the saviors of the entire multiverse.
Do you see that Minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What Minotaur?
He was right there.
There were some zombies, but Black blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're
Black,
skipping ahead, and we're skipping ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
Three normal dweebs thrown back in time to an era of magic.
What is this place?
And sent on an adventure more absurd than they ever could have imagined.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
That's The End of Time and Other Bothers from the makers of Alba Salix Royal Physician. Listen and subscribe at otherbothers.com or search for Other Bothers in your favorite podcast app.
Do I get to keep all of my body parts?
Not if I have any say in it.
Oh.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story.
Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.